Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
I'm afraid of home invasions, and I think, like, in the moment, most people are. And I was thinking about that fear of mine. I was like, I think it's a lot worse in the suburbs than it is in the city. Every single night at 3 in the morning, I would go into my parents' room, and I would say, somebody is downstairs. And it didn't occur to me until recently when I went home that, like, that had to have been the most horrifying way to wake up every night at 3 in the morning for my parents. For my dad to just be sound asleep, he just feels a tiny hand rustling his chest. And then he opens his eyes and my face is 1 inch away from his. And just someone's downstairs right now.
It is the wake-up call, 106.5 The End. I can confirm for that comedian, it is indeed terrifying.
Have your kids ever done that?
Theo went on a kick where he was sure that he heard something somewhere in the house.
Oh.
It was like when he was like five. Yeah, five feels right.
Okay.
And he would come in and always me, never Stacey.
Sure.
And wake me up. And then the very first time that he did that, terrifying.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was like, oh, I'm sure it's the cats. And then you, like, your eyes get wide and you're like, what if it's not the cats?
The only time that this has ever happened to me was when my oldest Emma woke me up about 1 a.m. and said, there's an old woman in the middle of the street.
I remember when you told us that
but
story.
But it happened to be true. Our neighbor's grandmother, who suffers from dementia, had gotten out of the house and was walking down the middle of the road at our street at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That story was crazy.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Yeah.
And you went out and dealt with it.
She woke me up.
Why didn't Mike go out and
she didn't wake him up.
But it's a woman standing outside the house.
Well, what was he going to do that I couldn't do?
Use his big man muscles.
For an old woman?
You don't know. What if she had a gun? What if she had a knife? What if she's possessed by a demon?
Well, if she has a gun or a knife, especially if she has a gun, he and I are at the same disadvantage. So I don't know that him being a man is going to help in that scenario.
Why do you think he plays soccer?
To stay agile and to have a great ass.
And to dodge bullets.
Okay.
Every soccer player can dodge bullets.
See, it's funny. You started this by saying, I don't know why my son always wakes me up and never wakes my wife up in a scenario where he thinks someone is downstairs. But in the scenario where there was an old woman outside, you can't believe that she came to me.
Slight difference. Not that she came to you, that you were the one that dealt with it, that you didn't wake him up and say, oh my God, Mike, you got to go out there and you got to handle this situation. I'm glad he didn't go to my wife, because my wife would have immediately spun out about it and made the situation 10 times worse. It would have been better for him to come to me.
Yeah.
And then
you turn to her and say, get up, go downstairs and look.
I mean, there was one time that my back hurt and I did tell her, like, you got to go.
Okay.
Here's the screwdriver.
Right.
Because I keep a big screwdriver in my, you know, perfect. It's a perfect bedroom weapon.
I think if we're talking about an elderly woman with dementia, I have the bigger brain muscle to handle that than my husband does.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you're a better people person.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what's up?
Also, like, maybe a woman with dementia that's out in the middle of the road in the middle of the night could feel a certain kind of way about a sleepy man coming up to her.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's true, too. Man, that story was nuts.
And then her family, I don't know if they'd been out looking for her, but they drove up and they put her in the car and they didn't say thank you. They didn't say, oh my God, this is what happens. She's got dementia. Like, we all knew she did just because we live on the street. Like, we've seen her and
but
we
no
knew.
Thank you, nothing.
Nothing.
Not even a conversation.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was weird. I think she's now in a home.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She kept getting out.
All right. Well, what a way to start.
Yep.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. And today we're talking to Eliza. Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning.
Good morning. So here we are, your boyfriend Clay on War of the Roses. You think that he's cheating on you. Why do you think that is?
Well, we've been together for 4.5 months. And somebody's just a little
I'm sorry, did you say 4.5 months?
4.5 months.
And we're already here? We're already at War of the Roses here at 4.5 months?
I know.
Okay.
So I live in El Dorado Hills, and he lives in Stockton, but he works in Citrus Heights. So when we hang out at my house. We've never hung out at his house. Like, I know nothing about his address.
Okay.
So it just seems a little fishy to me, and I'm just suspicious that he's cheating on me.
That makes me think he's cheating with you, but let's find out.
I'm not thinking about either of those things.
If you never are allowed to go to the person you're dating's house.
Well, she didn't say allowed, but I mean, have you said like, hey, I want to come down to your place? Did you come right out and ask him that?
I've like suggested we go to his house and he's like, no, it's so much closer, babe, to your house.
Because it is. It is so much closer.
Right. I don't know.
Right.
Stockton from El Dorado Hills?
Yeah. Okay, let's just... I have my hunches, but let's see.
All right. We're going to call him up. Kay's going to pretend to be a telemarketer. She's going to offer him some free roses. We're going to see who he sends them to. More importantly, we're going to see what he writes on the card. And once we get that information, we'll have a conversation dealing with that. Okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Clay, please?
This is Clay.
Hi, this is Erica with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
You can send them to Megan.
Okay.
And then if you can just send it to the address on the account.
Okay, so that's your same address?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Okay. And then you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Okay, great. Well, my wife is due in 6 days, so...
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. You can write, "I can't wait to meet our baby boy."
Hi, Clay. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, morning radio show in Sacramento. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Eliza. We wanted to send you, Eliza, you're back on. We wanted to send you some flowers to see if you had the opportunity, who would you give them to? It wasn't Eliza, and it was somebody that you live with. Do I have that right?
More than that.
I mean, are you married? Like, you're having a child?
Clay, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, same question.
Look, it's more complicated than it seems. The baby was unplanned. Our marriage was basically over. So we just started, I don't know, just figure out this while it happens. And then, but the marriage is over, you know.
It's over, but you sent her roses and not to me. So obviously you aren't serious about me.
She's about to have my kid.
Oh, my God, but you're fooling around with me while she's about to have your child.
Yeah, I don't know that that was the defense you thought it was going to be.
listen, the marriage, like, I have feelings for you, Eliza, and I care about you, and I just, this is a messy situation. I just wanted to, you know, keep that separate for now.
What? No, you can't keep them separate. That's not how it works.
Well, I just need a little bit of time to figure it out.
Okay, but what, at some point, if you stayed with Eliza, how were you going to break it to her that you now have a kid? Like, she could crunch the numbers.
I, you know, things happen.
I don't know what
things
that means.
Happen.
How far along, it's a wife?
She's at 6 days, Gavin.
6 days? Okay, you've been with Eliza for 4.5 months.
Yes.
You knowingly had a baby on the way and gotten to another relationship.
I did not know that the baby was on the way for a little while.
Holy cow. Okay, Eliza.
What's your plan here?
Yeah.
My plan is never to see him again. This
right.
is ridiculous.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. And Clay, you're not. But
no.
You've got at least a year of craziness in front of you. War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065. 909-1065. Single ladies, call or text us right now. Because we want to know, how can a guy shoot his shot without coming across creepy? This question was posed on Reddit, and there's so many interesting responses. And listen, everybody bitches a blue streak about the single scene in Sacramento. Well, here's an opportunity to put it out there. What can we do to help us help you help us? Is basically what I'm trying to say, okay? Because y'all are a little contradictory, okay?
I don't know that that's true.
Let me explain. I'm pulling up this article about how a single guy can shoot a shot, because
okay.
It's almost cuffing season, so we got to take this seriously. And one guy immediately posted, one girl will say, "Just come up and say hi. Only creepy guys use pickup lines." And the very next person would be like, "Don't just say hi. Only creepy guys do that. You need to at least have a line to catch my interest."
It's almost like women are individuals and we all like something different.
So, okay, so then what is the through line that can help a guy? Right.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You have to do whatever makes the most sense for your personality. Don't try to throw lines out there or try to like capture my attention because you're doing what you think I want you to do. Act like yourself. Not a weirdo. And so listen, maybe I'll like who you are. Maybe I won't. But either way, I'm not getting tricked at the front end of this. You know what I mean?
So, okay. So then what are some specifics? Here's one, very first one that is in this article on Reddit that was really interesting. One, being creepy means that you make the interaction sexualized from the very start.
Gross.
Be friendly, not flirty.
I think you could be a little flirty, but definitely leaning towards more friendly.
What if you're too friendly? And well, then they think of you as a gay lover.
Oh, well, that seems okay. Like a specific
seems,
thing.
Right. Seems all like right. That is something that is very personal for you.
We put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners. And did we get anything? Because it seems like there is no rule of thumb. There's no rule. There's no well, way for a man
that's,
not...
That's why it should just be yourself. Don't do what you think we want you to do. Do what is actually natural to you. Because guess what? If you're putting on a show at the very beginning,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to keep up with that. Victoria said, just be a gentleman. I agree with that.
Just be a gentleman.
And if you're going to compliment a woman's looks like right away, don't have it be her body. Say something about her pretty face.
Okay.
Oh, why are you laughing at that?
It just seems like that's a bear trap, but okay.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like we'll pick the wrong feature of the face or something like that.
Oh, you poor dears. Tiffany said, be honest with your intentions up front. I totally agree with that. Don't pretend like you're somebody that wants to settle down if really you just want to like sleep around. This one, and I think that this is the best thing a guy could do. Ask her questions about herself. I think that there are a lot of guys that don't think to do that.
That's actually true for a good rule of thumb in life.
Right.
Pretend to be interested in somebody else and not yourself.
Catherine said, stop bringing sex into the conversation right away.
I always found, try to be funny.
But not everybody's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Like my husband, he was
How did he get you?
Exactly.
No, how?
I pursued him.
I see.
Right. You know what? I have had many people be like, how did he get you? I told him he's not allowed to leave.
He said, just so you know, we're a couple.
Kevin, how do you like get a lady's attention?
You know, I just walk up to them and say hi.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so pretend I'm a sexy lady okay. That you're interested in.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm half black, half Mexican,
oh, wow.
Half white, half Asian, all the things you like.
All the things that I like?
Okay.
Four halves.
Yeah.
Okay, are we at a club or a bar?
We're at a bar.
Okay, if we're at a bar, I would be like, hey, who are you here with?
Oh, that's your opening line.
Is that aggressive?
That's well, aggressive. It does make it seem like you're trying to find out if I'm alone and can you lure me back to your
Never
car?
Mind. Backpedal.
Okay.
Hey, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm having a Chardonnay.
Oh, is that your favorite type of wine?
It is.
Would you like to go a little harder than wine?
Oh my God. Is this what you do?
What? Is it bad?
It's not good.
It's not good.
Oh boy. Backpedal.
Okay.
Oh, a Chardonnay. Hey.
Okay. Oh boy, and that is why people think you're just a gay
wow,
girlfriend.
Wow. I'm pissed. I can't pick a lane. I can't be assertive. I can't be friendly.
Well, here's the good news, Kevin. Apparently, that's the rule for all guys.
The way my eyes are rolling into the back of my...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I had.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Let's all take a moment to revel in the beauty known as Katie from the Wake Up Call. There it is. Are you smarter than Katie? She makes me do that every single morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I make him get in here first.
Yep.
And then he has to say his little thing. Then he opens the door. Everybody claps.
Yeah, it's wild, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so congratulations. You are caller 17, and jackpot is $100. She is climbing her way to a mega jackpot. I can feel it.
All right, bye.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with pop culture, and we'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. Whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. We love them and thank them so much for being a sponsor of this show. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Ooh, sir. Oh, sir was my father. All right, question 1. Sure. Lady Gaga did an interview recently and brought up a controversy that followed her entire career, that she is a man. What fueled this was that she never disputed it, but she said the reason she never talked about it or disputed it was because she didn't want to give it any more energy. Okay. Where did Lady Gaga grow up? Was it New York City, Detroit, or Chicago?
I'm gonna go New York.
Okay. Question 2. There are a ton of new movies in theaters this weekend, like Never Let Go with Halle Berry, The Substance with Demi Moore, and Transformers 1, which is excellent. Shockingly excellent. Great kids movie, but I mean, it's a fun movie. Check out reviews for all of them on my IG at Gavin Wake Up Call. In Transformers, what are the good guys called? Autobots or Decepticons?
Oh, Autobots.
Right. Question 3. Yellowstone National Park was the site of an emergency yesterday as a woman said that she got turned around and walked off of a path. And what stopped her was when she happened to stand over a geyser and she got scalding hot water all over her legs and arm. Oof. What is the name of the most famous geyser in Yellowstone? Three seconds. 3, 2.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't remember.
All righty. Question 4. Sabrina Carpenter is getting her own holiday variety special on Netflix. She posted a video on her IG teasing it, but no details on what to expect or guests that she'll have. But she did say she will have many guests. What is the gift on the 8th day of the 12 days of Christmas?
My gosh.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Call birds. Okay.
And question 5. Jelly Roll was doing a concert the other day and he saw a couple in the audience holding a sign that said just married. Turned out it was their honeymoon and Jelly Roll gave them $10,000 as a wedding gift. What? If they hit the town and spent $3,240, how much do they have left?
3,240?
Yes. 6,000. Say what? Start over.
Wait, 1 second. 6,760?
All righty. Bring Katie back in here, please. Olivia, where are you going this morning?
I am going to work.
Where do you work?
I work at elementary school as a music teacher for elementary kids.
Do re mi. That's the what school? Do you want to tell us the school?
Podesta Ranch Elementary.
Podesta Ranch Elementary, home of the Do Fa Si La So Fa Mi Re Dos.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
What a long mascot name.
Yeah.
Huh.
And backwards is Do Ti La So Fa Mi Re Do.
How do you personify that with a character?
It's just
wish everybody could see what you're doing.
It's just a musical note.
I see. Okay.
It's a C sharp.
I see. All right.
Yeah.
Olivia, you're now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Question one. Lady Gaga did an interview recently, and she brought up an old controversy that followed her whole career. I never even heard of this before, though. The controversy, the rumor is that she's a man. She's actually a man.
Okay.
And there's, like, pictures of her as a man, and she said the reason she never addressed it was because it's stupid, and she didn't want to give it air.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but, all right.
Imagine a young Lady Gaga comes into this radio station for an interview, and one of us says, so, we heard that you're a man.
Right. I met Lady Gaga when she was starting off in her career. There was nothing manly about her.
Okay.
Anyway, where did Lady Gaga grow up? New York. Go ahead. Do you not need the multiple choice?
I know. It was New York City.
Yeah. It was. It was New York City. Question two. There are tons of new movies in theaters this weekend, like Never Let Go with Halle Berry, The Substance with Demi Moore, which is one of the most wild movies I've seen in years.
Is that because Demi Moore's in it?
It's because Demi Moore is naked in it. I mean, full frontal lot.
Wow, good for her.
But I mean, it's like...
At her age, God bless.
That's kind of the whole point of the movie. It's a horror movie about like the ridiculous things that women will do to be beautiful again.
I love it.
It's really good. And Transformers 1, which is honestly an excellent movie. It is an excellent movie. Again, all the reviews are on my IG, at Gavin Wake Up Call. In Transformers, what are the good guys called? Autobots or Decepticons?
The good guys have got to be the Autobots. Because how would the good guys have the word deceptive in it?
Question three. Yellowstone National Park was the site of an emergency yesterday.
Oh, no.
As a woman got lost while she was hiking and found herself over a geyser that went off and scalding hot water burned her legs.
Oh, my God.
Is that not crazy? Oh, yeah, yeah. What is the name of the most famous geyser in Yellowstone?
The only geyser I know the name of is Old Faithful.
And that is it. The second most famous one is named John.
Come on.
And question four. Sabrina Carpenter is getting her own holiday variety show on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a special. She posted a video teasing it, but she didn't go over any details. But she did say that she's going to have lots of guests. What is the gift on the eighth day of the 12th days of Christmas?
On the which day?
Eighth. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Lords of Leaping.
Yeah. 8 Maids of Milking.
I don't like to think about those women having to work so hard.
Yeah, me either.
But give them a day off.
Somebody's got to have some milk.
The lords. Wait.
They're too busy leaping. 12. Everyone's got a job.
Yeah.
Even the
birds.
Right. Question five. Jelly Roll was doing a concert the other day. He saw a couple in the audience holding a sign that said just married.
Okay.
So he gave them a $10,000 wedding gift.
What?
Yeah. Just gave them $10,000. I think that people, if you're going to go see Jelly Roll or Drake or any of these artists that are turning their concerts into game shows, just make big signs.
I don't know why you keep calling it a game show. I don't
people
get
it. People are leaving with cash and prizes.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right. If they hit the town and spent $3,240, how much do they have left over?
Okay. Oh, gosh. There's a lot of borrowing happening here. Okay. Mm. Oh, God.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
I only wrote down a 0.
You only wrote down the zero?
Yeah.
But you got the last number right. The answer is $6,760. Olivia, you got that one right. Congratulations on
Thank
that. Final score, though. Olivia got three. You got three.
Oh, wow.
It's a tie.
That felt like a close race, my friend. Whew,
it was. It was literally a tie. Olivia, tell us what you want to tell us, what you have to tell us.
Today I am just as smart.
That's right.
Just as smart. And we hope you had a lot of fun.
Have fun.
Teach those young minds music.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Very little secret time on the Wake Up Call. And we are talking to a couple for the first time ever on the Dirty Little Secret. It's Mike and Courtney. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, guys.
Mike, are you there? There he is. Okay.
Not your real names, not your real voices.
Correct. The reason why both of you are on the show is because both of you are living a dirty little secret together. Courtney, tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So we got hitched and our parents don't know.
You got married and your parents don't know. Your parents
yes.
and his parents as well.
Yes. We met in Vegas and we got married.
It was in Vegas?
Wait, you got married in Vegas or you met in Vegas?
Both. And we don't live in the same city.
Courtney, where do you live?
I live here in San Diego and my husband lives in Sacramento.
Husband.
So upon your first meeting in Vegas, is that like on the same trip is when you guys got married?
Basically.
Yeah. It was a one night stand that hasn't ended.
I don't think I almost cussed. I didn't think that this like actually happened.
So Mike, where did you two meet?
Well, we met at a club.
How long ago was this trip? How long ago did you get married?
It was about three months ago.
Three months.
And did you go through the whole process, like get a marriage certificate or marriage license and get it all turned in and all that stuff?
Yes.
And you are quite literally legally married to each other.
Yes, we're husband and wife.
You sound so proud about it. Have you seen each other since your first meeting and your wedding?
Yes.
You have. Okay. And what's the plan? One of you guys is going to move?
Well, I'm trying to get her to move up here because it's a lot cheaper up here where I live.
Right.
Seems like one of those conversations you have prior to the wedding, but
okay.
There was no time.
There's a lot of conversations you have prior to the wedding. So, Courtney, what do you do for a living?
I do graphic design, so I can kind of work remotely.
That's good news.
Do your family and friends know that the other person exists, or?
I mean, my friends have an idea that I met somebody, but not that I'm married.
Right.
Nobody knows we're married.
What about the people you were on the trips with? They must have known something.
Yes, that we were, like, hooking up and having fun, and, like, we're going to keep in touch, but not that we got hitched.
Right. Okay.
Mike, same with your friends?
Well, I may have slipped up and told them.
Okay, so some of Mike's friends do know.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was their reaction?
Well, they asked if I was stupid.
Of course.
I have to say, Mike doesn't sound quite as enthusiastic about this as she
does. That's just Mike energy.
You know what? Boy, don't I know it.
If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. It's the first time ever we're talking to a couple. They married each other on the same day that they met each other because they're wild and their families still do not know. How do you think your families are going to react to this? Courtney, why don't you tell us first?
They're not going to be thrilled. They're not going to be happy. They're going to tell me get an annulment and get a divorce.
How long do you have to wait before like you can't get it annulled anymore?
Oh, I think you can get it annulled at any time.
Are you sure?
Depending on, like, how it happened.
All right. And, Mike, what about your family?
My mom's going to be extremely disappointed.
Oh, Oh my gosh.
How old are you two?
26.
Both of you are 26?
Yeah. Are you guys disappointed too?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I feel like this is a victimless crime. The only two people that could be really negatively affected by this are them, and it doesn't sound like they feel too bad about it or have regrets, at least not right now.
All right, well, I have good news. An annulment, you can get that up to 4 years after getting married.
But Gavin, they don't want that, so that's not good news to them.
I'm laying it out there because they don't know each other.
I understand that.
But anyway, good luck to both of you.
Absolutely.
This is wild and crazy. And
we hope you love for 1,000 years.
1,000 years, please. Okay.
Yeah, we can help.
Okay.
All right.
Crazy kids.
It's a dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call.
Of a movie too. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or the characters from the movie.
Sing along, and it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end. A lot of people don't know that those are the lyrics.
Yes.
We actually called this show.
We named it after
the lyrics of that song. Yeah. Keep it going.
Oh, okay. Okay, it does make my hand hurt a little bit.
Well, right, you have a broken hand. Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay, welcome to the show, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. So you get to play with me on the No Name Movie Game. Up for grabs, we've got tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown. And they currently have Transformers 1, which I couldn't recommend more.
Is this a prequel?
Yeah, it's a prequel.
God.
It's so good. Awesome. I'm telling you, it's so good. I have a review for it on Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call if you want to see it. All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play? Did you understand all the rules?
I do. I'm ready.
All righty, here we go. Time starts now. What is this called?
Clicking?
If you do it to a door, though, you are...
Knock.
Yes, and if you go to the wilderness and stay in a little house, it's a...
Cabin?
You put them together.
Not cabin? Cabin knock?
No. Oh, really? I have to come up with these? if there... Oh, hark! There is a... Pass! God, we're so close. All right. This is a Disney movie about animals that can talk and live in a city.
Zootopia.
Yes.
Okay.
This is, if you build it, they will come.
Oh, Angels
of the Outfield?
What? No, she said Angels of the Outfield.
No. Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams.
Oh. Knock at the cabin door, wasn't it?
It's just knock at the cabin. The cabin. Sarah, you know movies, right?
I'm so good at this. I'm not on the radio.
Okay, here's the thing. I've never heard of Knock at the Cabin, and also that's a difficult one to figure out.
I know, but it's a movie, and it was pretty popular.
I've never heard of it.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and that it wasn't popular.
Doesn't mean it's not popular because it might be popular in your circle.
All righty, Sarah, you're now on hold. Stay there because we got to play another round. How many points did we get?
One.
We got 1 point. Oh, boy. Oh, God. All righty. And now let's talk to Elena.
I've literally never seen this movie. I've never heard of this movie.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
We got this.
Okay, we got it.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Have you heard of Knock at the Cabin?
No, never.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, good luck to you, I guess.
Okay, we're not going to have that one.
45 seconds on the clock starts now.
Okay, these are different. Okay, beluga. Humpback, killer. Those are all what?
Killer whales.
No.
Dolphin.
No, the last. Okay.
Really?
Okay. Humpback is a...
Humpback whale?
Yes. Okay. Okay. This is a group of a cappella singers.
A group of a cappella singers.
Yeah.
What was the first word you said?
Oh, my God.
This is... okay, and they the cup song, man, I don't, okay.
Next.
Next. Okay.
Wow.
I am mad.
The movie she was trying to get you to guess was Pitch Perfect. I know because it's a popular movie, and I've heard of popular movies, even if I haven't seen them. Like Knock at the Cabin.
Gavin, none of us have heard of it. I don't know what to tell you.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Have you heard of it?
No, we already went over this.
Okay,
she
has your player heard
of it? She hasn't heard of Pitch Perfect.
Okay, so that's three people. Please text in if you have not heard of it.
Oh, text in and let us know if you have either way.
Well, because...
let us know if you haven't heard. Alrighty. Okay, here's the good news, Elena. We're jumping right back into a second round, okay? Because it's just me and Katie playing today. Katie, are you ready?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, you can redeem yourself, Elena. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater up for grabs. Time starts now.
The opposite of small.
Big.
Yes. And this is what swims in an aquarium.
Nemo. Big fish.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hawks. Owls. These are what?
Birds.
Okay. And then they're a kind of bird that would like swoop down and pick up like a rat and eat it. What kind of...
Bird owl.
No, okay. Oh my God. I don't know. Okay. Skipping. This is when I'm angry. I'm so blank at you for not knowing any of these movies.
Sorry.
Okay.
She didn't even know there was a clue.
Okay.
How about this? The opposite of predator. Is prey.
I didn't ask for your help.
All right, fine.
You guys are not giving good clues.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, I'm going to put you on hold for a technicality because technically we have to get two to win. I've got a good feeling about this, Sarah. Are you there?
I'm here, and I think you could break clues. Let's
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, that's the kind of good energy that I like. Well, all right, here we go. Cabin. 45 seconds starts right now. This is a narcotic that you snort. It's white.
Cocaine?
Yes, and a grizzly.
Cocaine bear!
Yes, there's one!
Wow!
Okay, this is a superhero that can run really fast.
The Flash.
Yes! That's it! We did it! Oh, my goodness gracious! Sarah, congratulations. These were great clues. You've clearly heard of all of these movies. You're a big fan.
So here's the interesting thing about Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, my God.
Okay? We've got like a 50-50 split here.
Interesting.
So I feel like that's unique.
That's not unique.
Really?
No.
Huh.
M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's a suspense movie. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Anyway, though, Sarah, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown where they currently have Transformers 1. Stay on hold. We're going to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I'm going out to dinner tonight with a co-worker of ours that we had on the show this week, D'Lo.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys going?
We're going to what's the Q restaurant?
Oh, Q1627?
Something like that.
That place is good.
That sounded made up.
It's in Roseville, and I actually I've been meaning to go to this restaurant for a while. Q1227.
Yes,
that's it.
Soul food is so good.
I heard it's really good.
You and D'Lo are very different people.
Extraordinarily different people.
Okay, so do you want some conversation starter? Do you need some help with that?
I'm more nervous just about like going, because he always dresses in the finest of materials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. And he will no doubt show up tonight wearing enough that there's definitely a comma involved in the value of what he's wearing.
Okay.
I will show up in what I am wearing now.
Who cares?
Vans,
oh,
ripped shorts, and a shirt with a baby deer on it that says, "Heavens knows I'm miserable." So, I mean, it's just going to be, what a juxtaposition between the two of us.
I don't get the impression he cares what other people wear.
Yes. Right.
I don't think so.
All right. Okay.
Why would anybody?
Well, he sent us a clip of his show earlier, and they were discussing what his co-host was wearing at one point. So, I mean,
but it wasn't like criticizing him or anything.
No, I think he was praising it because the shirt cost $600.
I think he was giving him a hard time.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the hard time?
Because he kept saying, like, that's a designer shirt. And Casey kept being like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
D'Lo and Casey, by the way, they're on KSFM and they're also on ESPN 1320. So, yeah. Okay. Give me two topics that I should bring up.
Okay. Should I Google it?
Oh, you don't know?
Okay, hold on.
I was just going to suggest some food for you.
I just hope he doesn't bring up sports because he knows way more about sports than I do.
Okay. Here is something from Teen Vogue.
Oh,
okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
And it says 151 actually interesting questions.
Okay, oh, good.
It says whether it's a new classmate, a friend of a friend, or someone you're crushing on.
All right, what is this? An online recipe?
Right. Just literally.
Give me a question.
What's your favorite quality about yourself?
Oh, God, no. Don't ask that.
Okay, here's another one. Okay. What is something that makes you unstoppable?
This is from Teen Vogue?
Yeah. Right. Okay, what about this one? Would you call yourself brave?
The two of us sitting there, bread a basket between the two of us. Just be like, what is your definition of courage?
Then the last one, what do you look for in finding a new friend?
Oh, God. Okay, almighty.
So I think that's a great place to start. You want me to send you this article?
Please send me that article. Yeah. And I'll go through a highlight. My favorite of the 150.
But print it.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. So I have it. And I'll put it in a binder.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's desperate, Kevin.
Right, silly me. All right. Well, I guess find out tomorrow how my
Monday.
I
would love to hear how this date goes.
My dinner with D'Lo goes. And listen, check out their Instagram and their shows. They're very nice guys. And they say nice things about us. So anyway,
which is our favorite thing about them.
But I'm very intimidated about tonight's dinner.
Really?
Of course I am.
God,
what?
I don't know. Why?
Do you want me and Katie to come and sit at another table?
No, I even tried to rope you guys into it. And he said, no, I feel like we should have some one-on-one time together.
Oh,
and I was like,
boy.
God, I'm going to throw
up. You're going to have a friend.
I want to throw up all over the table.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
The world of social media is about to get a lot more different, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. One is self-imposed, one is government-imposed. One's about Instagram, and one is about TikTok. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Instagram first.
All right, so Instagram came out yesterday and said, we've heard your cries. We're going to be more responsible about how damaging Instagram especially, but social media in general, can be for teenagers. So they are now releasing all the details for what they will call their teen accounts. Their teen accounts will have such as, all of them will be private accounts. With private accounts, teens need to accept new followers, and people who don't follow them cannot see their content.
Great.
They will have messaging restrictions. Teens will be placed in the strictest messaging setting so that they can only be messaged by people that follow them or they follow. Oh, only, yes. Sensitive content restrictions.
Good.
Teens will automatically be placed into the most restrictive settings of our sensitive content control, which limits the type of sensitive content, such as content that shows people fighting or promotes cosmetic procedures and stuff like that. And sleep mode enabled. Sleep mode will be turned on between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., which will mute notifications overnight and send auto replies to DM. Okay. I still don't know why we allow teens to have social media. I don't get it. There's not a question anymore. The science is in. It's bad for them.
Right.
Full stop.
So I am one of a shocking few people that I know that made the rule very early on for my kids that they can't have social media. And I managed to get one kid all the way through high school without social media, and she didn't perish. Did she like it? No. Were there times where she would ask, why can't I have this? Because it's unhealthy for you. And I wasn't even thinking about it from the perspective of like the scientific data. For me, it was, there is something unsafe about the idea that people can have access to you, even if they're people you go to school with.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't have behind closed doors conversations with some rando at your high school, but somehow if it's on Instagram, we're okay with that.
Right, right, right.
The same rule now applies to my 16-year-old. She can't have social media, and neither of them died. They're doing just fine. And you would be absolutely stunned. The other thing that I've managed to avoid with that, drama and bullying.
Oh, of course.
Okay. That was another big reason why we made the decision with Emma. You'd be shocked at how many people say things like, don't you think it's kind of unfair?
Unfair? Here's what I don't get. Just like how in the 50s, we did all this research into finding out that cigarettes were really bad for you and alcohol is really bad for you, and we didn't let teens do it. Why aren't we doing that with social media?
One of the things that I think that we have to stop doing is you have to stop being able to only get information if you have social media. Our kids are in a musical together right now.
Uh-huh.
And for the makeup for the leads, they send kind of inspiration pictures. Well, the only way you can get those is on the Facebook page.
Right.
But there are lots and lots of instances where the only place you can get information is through social media apps.
Well, then that does need to change, Don.
We just got such an interesting text. My daughter's in an eating disorder recovery program, and it's coming to light that social media played a big part in that. She's a sophomore in high school. Man, we absolutely feel for you guys, because that is another really, really serious part of this.
Let's talk to T real fast. Good morning, T.
Hey, good morning.
What is another thing why teens shouldn't be on social media?
So just recently, you know, we had discovered, you know, between my son and another cousin of his, they were targeted from two or three different people were actually found, and it's, I think, three. They were trying to get pictures, basically nudes sent to them via Instagram, and they were targeting them for possible sex trafficking. We had to get the police involved.
So your teens were obviously already on Instagram, right?
Yep, yep.
Do you regret making the decision to let them on Instagram to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my son, this is my first son, he's a split family. So my ex-wife, you know, it's hard to have certain restrictions because he has certain rules over there and certain rules at my house.
Yeah.
And I haven't liked it from day one. I mean, it's like, why does a kid need a social media account? You know, it's not needed, it's not necessary.
Is there are so many parents that are like, oh, but all their friends have it. Okay.
They thought these people were like, for example, my son thought this was a 16-year-old girl, and it was like a 40 or 50-year-old man.
Oof, my God.
A sex predator.
Yeah.
Dude, T, thank you so much for that cautionary tale. Appreciate that. We got to wrap this up, but I mean, Katie, just like you said, you know, you'd be shocked at how much pushback you've gotten for not letting your kids on Instagram. We're getting a lot of pushback on text message of people trying to justify why it's okay for their kids to have social media. Whatever. You do you. I'm just saying, I'm sitting here as a spectator, and I'm chomping at the bit for Congress to actually do something about it and ban it outright until you're 18.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ew.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I'm going out to dinner tonight with a co-worker of ours that we had on the show this week, D'Lo.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys going?
We're going to Q... What's the Q restaurant?
Oh, Q1627?
Something like that.
That place is good.
That sounded made up.
It's in Roseville, and I actually have... I've been meaning to go to this restaurant for a while. Q1227.
Yes.
That's it.
Their soul food is so good.
I heard it's really good.
You and D'Lo are very different people.
Extraordinarily different people.
Okay, so do you want some conversation starter? Do you need some help with that?
I'm more nervous just about like going, because he always dresses in the finest of materials.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he will no doubt show up tonight wearing enough that there's definitely a comma involved in the value of what he's wearing.
Okay.
I will show up in what I am wearing now.
Who cares?
Vans, ripped shorts, and a shirt with a baby deer on it that says, "Heavens knows I'm miserable." I mean, it's just going to be, what a juxtaposition between the two of us.
I don't get the impression he cares what other people wear.
Yes. Right.
I don't think so.
All right. Okay.
Why would he? Why would anybody?
Well, he sent us a clip of his show earlier, and they were discussing what his co-host was wearing
right?
at one point. So, I mean,
but it wasn't like criticizing him or anything.
No, I think he was praising it because the shirt cost $600.
I think he was giving him a hard time.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the hard time?
Because he kept saying, like, that's a designer shirt. And right. Casey kept being like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
D'Lo and Casey, by the way, they're on KSFM and they're also on ESPN 1320. So, yeah. Okay. Give me two topics that I should bring up.
Okay. Should I Google it?
Oh, you don't know?
Okay. Hold on.
I was just going to suggest some food for you.
I just hope he doesn't bring up sports because he knows way more about sports than I do.
Okay. Here is something from Teen Vogue.
Oh,
okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
And it says 151 actually interesting questions.
Okay, oh, good.
It says whether it's a new classmate, a friend of a friend, or someone you're crushing on.
All right, what is this? An online recipe?
Right. Just literally.
Give me a question.
what's your favorite quality about yourself?
Oh, God, no, don't ask that.
Okay, here's another one. Okay. What is something that makes you unstoppable?
This is from Teen Vogue?
Yeah, Okay, what about this one? Would you call yourself brave?
The two of us sitting there, bread a basket between the two of us. Just be like, what is your definition of courage?
And then the last one, what do you look for in finding a new friend?
Oh, my God. Oh, God almighty.
So I think that's a great place to start. You want me to send you this article?
Please send me that article. Yeah. And I'll go through a highlight. My favorite of the 150.
But print it.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. So I have it. And I'll put it in a binder.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's desperate, Kevin.
Right. Yeah, silly me. All right. Well, I guess find out tomorrow how my
Monday.
I
would love to hear how this date goes.
My dinner with D-Lo goes. And listen, check out their Instagram and their shows. They're very nice guys. And they say nice things about us. So anyway,
which is our favorite thing about them.
But I'm very intimidated about tonight's dinner.
Really?
Of course I am.
God,
what?
I don't know why.
Do you want me and Katie to come and sit at another table?
No, I even tried to rope you guys into it, and he said, "No, I feel like we should have some one-on-one time together."
Oh,
and I was like,
"Boy,
God, I'm gonna throw up.
You're gonna have a friend.
I'm gonna throw up all over the table."
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
The world of social media is about to get a lot more different, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. One is self-imposed, one is government-imposed. One's about Instagram, and one is about TikTok. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Instagram first.
All right, so Instagram came out yesterday and said, "We've heard your cries. We're going to be more responsible about how damaging Instagram especially, but social media in general, can be for teenagers." So they are now releasing all the details for what they will call their teen accounts. Their teen accounts will have such as, all of them will be private accounts with private accounts. Teens need to accept new followers, and people who don't follow them cannot see their content.
Great.
They will have messaging restrictions. Teens will be placed in the strictest messaging setting so that they can only be messaged by people that follow them or they follow. Oh, only, yes. Sensitive content restrictions.
Good.
Teens will automatically be placed into the most restrictive settings of our sensitive content control, which limits the type of sensitive content, such as content that shows people fighting or promotes cosmetic procedures and stuff like that. And sleep mode enabled. Sleep mode will be turned on between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., which will mute notifications overnight and send auto replies to DM. Okay. I still don't know why we allow teens to have social media. I don't get it. There's not a question anymore. The science is in. It's bad for them.
Right.
Full stop.
So I am one of a shocking few people that I know that made the rule very early on for my kids that they can't have social media. And I managed to get one kid all the way through high school without social media, and she didn't perish. Did she like it? No. Were there times where she would ask, "Why can't I have this?" Because it's unhealthy for you. And I wasn't even thinking about it from the perspective of like the scientific data. For me, it was, there is something unsafe about the idea that people can have access to you, even if they're people you go to school with.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't have behind closed doors conversations with some rando at your high school, but somehow if it's on Instagram, we're okay with that.
Right, right, right.
The same rule now applies to my 16-year-old. She can't have social media, and neither of them died. They're doing just fine. And you would be absolutely stunned. The other thing that I've managed to avoid with that, drama and bullying.
Oh, of course.
Okay. That was another big reason why we made the decision with Emma. You'd be shocked at how many people say things like, "Don't you think it's kind of unfair?"
Unfair? Here's what I don't get. Just like how in the 50s We did all this research into finding out that cigarettes were really bad for you and alcohol is really bad for you. And we didn't let teens do it. Why aren't we doing that with social media?
One of the things that I think that we have to stop doing is you have to stop being able to only get information if you have social media. Our kids are in a musical together right now.
Uh-huh.
And for the makeup for the leads, they send kind of inspiration pictures. Well, the only way you can get those is on the Facebook page. But there are lots and lots of instances where the only place you can get information is through social media apps.
Well, then that does need to change, Don.
We just got such an interesting text. My daughter's in an eating disorder recovery program, and it's coming to light that social media played a big part in that. She's a sophomore in high school. Man, we absolutely feel for you guys, because that is another really, really serious part of this.
Let's talk to T real fast. Good morning, T.
Hey, good morning.
What is another thing why teens shouldn't be on social media?
So just recently, you know, we had discovered, you know, between my son and another cousin of his, they were targeted from two or three different people were actually found on this, I think three. They were trying to get pictures, you know, and basically nudes sent to them via Instagram. And they were targeting them for possible sex trafficking. We had to get the police involved.
So your teens were obviously already on Instagram, right?
Yep, yep.
Do you regret making the decision to let them on Instagram to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my son, this is my first son. He's a split family. So my ex-wife, you know, it's hard to have certain restrictions because he has certain rules over there and certain rules at my house.
Yeah.
And I haven't liked it from day one. I mean, it's like, why does a kid need a social media account? You know, it's not needed. It's not necessary.
Is there are so many parents that are like, oh, but all their friends have it. Okay.
They thought these people were like, for example, my son thought this was a 16-year-old girl, and it was like a 40 or 50-year-old man.
Oof, my God.
A sex predator.
Yeah.
Dude, T, thank you so much for that cautionary tale. Appreciate that. We got to wrap this up, but I mean, Katie, just like you said, you know, you'd be shocked at how much pushback you've gotten for not letting your kids on Instagram. We're getting a lot of pushback on text message of people trying to justify why it's okay for their kids to have social media. Whatever. You do you. I'm just saying, I'm sitting here as a spectator, and I'm chomping at the bit for Congress to actually do something about it and ban it outright until you're 18.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.